If you want to lose this country, just continue to exercise a false compassion, a non-biblical kind of compassion that is being promoted today in the name of tolerance, which is not tolerance at all. It's terrorism. It's a kind of terrorism, a social terrorism, that is tearing up the fabric of American society and will soon destroy it. Now, there is so much in Sally's book that you're going to find helpful, that you're going to find you might want to have your young people, teenagers, read it, your college students, read it, have a discussion, a family discussion about it. It's a $23 book. Your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you, I really want to urge you to become a partner with us. Friends, this is very tough business. No commercial advertising. We need your assistance. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and let's be faithful stewards of His truth.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to, but they're my views, and they're based upon people we talk to, certainly our knowledge, bigger as it is about finance. We're not a financial advisor, but I will tell you that exciting and devastating things are happening, things such as you have never seen before in your lifetime. As you know, on Monday, well, there was a run on the banks in Greece, and investors in that very small country withdrew about $1 billion from the banks. Now, you must understand, banking is a con game. Basically, you have to have confidence in the bank. You put your money in the bank, they take the money and they lend it out, so that the bank only has a small part of the money that you've actually, that is supposedly on deposit. They don't have that. And, of course, if people want the money back, why, they've got to give it to them. They've got to get it from somebody else. Here in the United States, they used to have the fund, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company. But, of course, they ran out of money. So, basically, they just have to go to the Treasury Department. And the FDIC is back then by the full faith and credit of the United States government that doesn't have any money. In fact, 43 cents out of every dollar expense has to be borrowed, and that is what's behind the banks in the United States. Well, certainly over in Europe, they don't even have that. In Greece, when the banks, of course, had a run on their banks on Monday, that was a frightening thing. On Tuesday morning, I had an email from the Union Bank of Switzerland talking about how there's nothing to worry about, there's no danger of runs on banks. Well, of course, what do you expect them to say? On Wednesday, while the banks, the largest bank in Spain, had a run, and over $1 billion was pulled out of their accounts. We don't know what happened today, but there's tremendous uncertainty, not only in Greece and Spain, but all across Europe, about the possibility of a collapse of the banking system there. And if that happens, it will have profound impact over here. Of course, we could lay the whole situation. We could create another 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 trillion dollars. But in so doing, we would destroy the value of our currency. So basically, neither the European Central Bank nor the Federal Reserve System wants to do that, because that would dwarf what happened in the Weimar Republic, would dwarf what's happened so far in Zimbabwe. Incidentally, Zimbabwe has the best performing stock market in the world today. Sometimes it'll go up 1,000% in a day. Of course, the Zimbabwe currency is worthless, but the stock market is doing just great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have never seen a situation such as we're in today. And our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing? Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine. Thank you very much. Am I still here?
Yes, you're right here. Go ahead, Melody.
Oh, I didn't hear anything that you were saying.
Well, basically, I'm sure you're keeping an eye on what's going on in Spain and what's going on in Greece and the other countries there in Southern Europe. And certainly, what's your opinion?
Well, certainly there's major problems that are happening, and we've seen major manipulation on the gold prices and everything. And I know coming up this week, I believe it begins tomorrow, there is the meeting of the G8. In Camp David, for those countries.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody was simply pointing out that certainly we used to have a lot of specifications as far as the FDIC is concerned, Federal Deposit Insurance Company. But of course, that is all changed, and the FDIC ran out of money, and so they had to go be backed by the full faith and credit of the United States Treasury, but the Treasury doesn't have any money, and so basically, in fact, they have to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar they're spending. And then, of course, in recent years, companies were told that they could put as much, it used to be a $100,000 limit that was guaranteed by the FDIC, but now, of course, that became unlimited. But the question is, you know, will the small banks be there to back up? Could there be runs on the banks in the United States? Certainly our banks are in no better position than the banks over in Europe. It's all a con game. Most of the money isn't there. It's to be lent out. And the only thing they can do if we get into trouble here is simply to create money out of nothing to try to keep the whole banking system intact. But we're certainly everything is built upon a fraudulent banking system. At one time we had a legitimate money that was backed by gold. Today we have money that's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government that involves torture, kidnaps people, and the waterboards them, just like they do certainly over in Rhodesia. And, of course, I think there are a lot of people who really have serious questions whether or not we can trust the integrity of men who see nothing wrong with torture, of men who see nothing wrong with waterboarding, of men who see nothing wrong with kidnapping people and sending them all over the world to be horribly treated. And yet this is exactly what's going on in the world today. Well, Mel, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why give us a call? But certainly we are having very, very real problems as far as the world banking system. And I got an email from a man who's been with the CIA for many years. He's retired now. But he told me how scary things are. He's moving his base of operations to Paris. He thinks that there's going to be a social unrest in Europe. He thinks there's going to be social unrest in America. And his parting remark to me this week was, we live in very frightening times. Well, if you're out there and have a question or comment about what's going on, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, Sydney, I have no question at all that the gold and silver markets are being manipulated, that the commodity markets are being manipulated, that the stock market is being manipulated. Everything is to keep the American people happy, and rather than have a dramatic fall in the stock market, they're just gradually letting it fall. I think that, of course, if it weren't that the Working Group on Financial Markets were intervening, that there'd be a dramatic fall at this time, and gold and silver would be going to the roof. Instead of that, it's going just the opposite direction. What's your take on that, Melody?
You know, it's interesting. They really know how to keep the people calm, even in reference to their investments. I spoke to somebody today. In fact, it was a person who does my website, and he was telling me about his investments. He's a young fellow. You know, he had a substantial amount in his retirement account, he called it. And he's very proud of it. He says, I take a lot of risk in there. He says, I'm young. I can afford to do that. I says, well, now's not the time to be taking this risk because, you know what, it won't come back to the levels that you're enjoying now. It's going to be a lot harder in the future. We're going to be another Japan where, I mean, they had a stock market at 40,000. Now they're below 9. So, you know, this is going to happen. It's going to happen here. And he's very well aware of gold. But people do just take things. They buy into what they hear on mainstream media because it's still true. But if they think they hear it there, it's the truth. They think they're smarter than what they or they'll trade against on the news from the mainstream programs, financial programs. They'll trade against them, and they think they're smarter and they can beat the system. Well, I think the only way that you can really beat the system is by owning gold and silver. I mean, now's the time. Who wants risk now? I mean, you know, things are too risky. You want to, everything carries a risk. But I believe you need to take the road that goes to the least amount of risk.
And I agree with you. Well, let's go to Eric calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think the important thing for people to understand is that the panic that is occurring in the banks in Europe could spread to the United States, and they are frightened to death that is going to happen. That's why they're manipulating the stock market and the commodity market. It was certainly Edward Bernays, the father of modern day propaganda. He was the man who convinced the American people we had to get into World War One. Why do we have to get into World War One? Because they had a propaganda campaign that talked about all the German atrocities and cutting off the hands of little Belgian boys and the breasts of the Belgian women and raping the Belgian women. It was all a lie. Edward Bernays then was hired by the American Tobacco Company to convince women that they should smoke, and they came up with all sorts of wonderful slogans, you know, have a smoke, not a sweet, and he killed millions of women. When I went to medical, you ever saw a woman with cancer of the lung? That was one of the major cancers in women. And then, of course, he was employed by the U.S. Public Health Service to convince us of the fact that if we just put the fluoride or the water, why are we doing these? If that's the case, why do we have so many dental cavities in the cities where we have fluoridated water today? And that's, in fact, they've recently come up with the conclusion that we've been poisoning the children because their teeth are mottled, and they've actually cut back on the allowed amount of fluoride, but they're still adding, of course, lead and cadmium and fluoride out of lead, and yet they're adding lead to our drinking water, right along with the program that Edward Bernays laid out many years ago. But Edward Bernays said, talking about the thoughts of the American people, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard.
Huh, do I ever understand? Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, how he should be the father, the spin doctor, right? And then you mentioned the maestro the other night, creative destruction. How brazenly audacious to come out and actually stand. It's just mind-boggling. But the reason I'm calling is I've never comprehended. There's an increase in the current, and I'm sure you're aware of it, that it's not being loaned out anywhere, unless the banks are just loaning to themselves. But it's not being put into circulation in the real world for people to, you know, stimulate the economy with purchases, et cetera. And then, so I don't understand how that at all tied up within the banking system. And then the second question.
Let's just take the first question. Melody, answer that, because it's a very, very insightful question. Basically, we talk about the fact that we're going to be facing inflation, and yet there's been a massive increase in the amount of money in circulation, of the amount of money that the Federal Reserve System has created in the last couple of years. They tripled the amount of money in circulation, and yet we don't have inflation because the banks, even though they have large sums to be on deposit with them, they're not actually lending the money, are making lots of money, and yet, of course, they're not investing it, they're not expanding their industrial base. They're not hiring people. So why is that, Melody? Can you explain that to Eric? Because it's a very legitimate question.
Well, number one, the inflation rate is much higher than what is reported. Certainly it's not to the degree where that reflects the food and prices, but oftentimes the inflation rate, they'll strip out the food, the energy, and you're not getting the real rate of inflation. There's reports that inflation is running around 10%, but yet, you know, we're reported or we're told by, you know, the government that it's below 2. So, that you know, there's a lot more inflation out there than, and certainly if you look at food prices, they're far above the 10%. So I'm not quite sure exactly. I don't think I'm answering your question.
I think it's almost impossible to answer because unless you understand that there really is a brotherhood of darkness, there is certainly a connection between the major banks and the corporations, and they all tie into these secret societies we've talked about, and specifically the covert agenda of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1921. The key to the, 1891, because the Council on Foreign Relations was created in 1921. The key is velocity. You have to turn money over. If it's just sitting in the banks, you have nothing to worry about. The reason the prices are rising today in large part is because the prices of things coming in from China has increased. But of course, if they ever start investing that money and take it out of the banks and they take it and the corporations start spending it, we will see rapid inflation. Hang on there, Eric. We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And during the commercials, our caller asked about Iceland, and I simply pointed out that Iceland has done just what they should have done. They defaulted on their debt, and they said we're not going to pay back the mortgages on the homes across the board. We are not going to pay back our debts to the international financiers. And what are you going to do about it? Well, of course, there was all sorts of threats, but there was nothing they could do about it because the whole banking system, the international banking system, is fraudulent. And, of course, they had a difficulty in Iceland for about a year. And now the economy is beginning to recover. The finances are coming back. And this is exactly what Greece should do. This is exactly what Spain and Italy and the other countries that have been indebted to the international banks should do at this point. And this is the one thing, of course, that the international financiers who work through a group of secret societies. We have six major banks in America. They control 70% of our banking assets. They all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And so they're using the financial system and the rules that they've established to control us. The Federal Reserve System was created by the central banks for the benefit of the central banks. And you remember, of course, when certainly Henry Paulson was the Secretary of the Treasury, we had the fallout in 2008. He wanted, of course, his $700 billion to help the people. And I heard him say it on television, this is for the people. This is for Main Street, not Wall Street. And Henry Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, former chairman of the Goldman Sachs, was simply lying. And as soon as he got his greedy little hands on the money, he turned it over to his friends in the major banks, and they were getting fantastic, you know, benefits and bonuses, and we paid for it all. They simply lie, and they could control the Federal Reserve System today. They control the Department of Treasury. They control the people around Barack Obama. They were the largest contributors to Barack Obama's campaign, just as they are the largest contributors to Mitt Romney's campaign. It's all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a scam. Well, anyway, of course, the solution is just to break their hold on the American people and our financial system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we either break their hold on America's financial system, or, of course, we will be enslaved, and certainly our children and our children's children will be enslaved by these truly wicked people who worship a different God. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. Would love to know what you think, because, of course, everything points to the fact that there's going to be increasing social unrest in Europe. and I fear it's going to spread to the United States. And what are we talking about today? Why should we have, you know, a gay marriage? And they've shifted our focus to gay marriage when the whole world financial system is breaking down. Is this organized madness, or are they playing games with our mind? And I'd like to suggest they're playing games with our mind. What do you think, Melody?
Absolutely. They need to create all sorts of distractions. And I'm even surprised that you're right about the gay marriages, but I'm also surprised that they're bringing back about the Obama's birth certificate. And that's a very valid distraction, and it should have some legs to it, but they create all kinds of distractions, and they make people that are credible not credible, and they just want folks to focus. And we're coming into Memorial Day weekend. I would expect to see, you know, markets, you know, become steady next week because they want people to go into the holidays, you know, with no thoughts of concern, so they can spend and talk to their families and remain calm. And it's you know, we look to Europe, we look at the what's happening, the unfolding, the collapse over there, and yet we fail to see what's happening here in our own backyard.
And that is all the way that they play games with our minds, ladies and gentlemen. They control what we focus on. Everybody, of course, is concerned about the Edwards trial, all the outcome of that, and they will... people all across America focus on the things that they want us to focus on, not what is really important as far as the preservation of our freedom. We have over half a million men over in Afghanistan fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. The Israeli government recently released 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier. Because you can't have a war on terror unless you got terrorists. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. you'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Melody Cedarstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We are entering the most difficult time in your life as far as finances are concerned. The stock market has peaked and is going to be coming down. Suddenly, the price of many commodities has been dropping here recently. The price of gold and silver is being totally manipulated. If you're looking and seeing what's happening in industry, why orders are down, certainly many of our major corporations are cutting back, manufacturing is cutting back, because they're not the orders for it throughout the world. And basically, the world economy is shrinking, and this is true over in China, this is true in Europe, this is true in the United States. And the average American has very little idea where this is going to lead, but we're going to see what I believe is going to be an inflationary depression. The worst of the worlds. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, this is the time to ask it. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom, who sells gold and silver. Melody, how can people get in touch?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is DGS for discount gold, silver, coins.com. And we do send out a weekly newsletter. We update on the previous week precious metals, and we'll put information in there regarding what's happening in the coin market and some articles. So site and sign up for that. And they can also listen to our radio program directly from our website. And if they'd like to send us an email, they can also do that from the website. And that's dgscoins.com.
All right, fine. Basically, of course, I think people must understand the European crisis is going to continue to get worse and worse. And this is not going to be over in simply a matter of a few weeks or a month or two. But the whole financial structure of Europe is beginning to deteriorate, just as the financial structure in the is beginning to deteriorate, because we have a worthless currency. It's only backed by faith and confidence in the government. And, of course, we have massive debts. The real debt is not, $16 trillion, as we're told. If you read the website, the real federal deficit, that's just the federal deficit, not the state, is over $81 trillion if you use the general accepted accounting principles, which we require every corporation in the United States to utilize. But our own federal is to utilize the techniques, accounting techniques, because we don't want the American people to realize that we will never be able to pay off our debt. We're simply going to have to either default on it, or we're going to, of course, have to simply inflate it away. I think that's what's going to happen down the line. Europe is in a recession. The United States has entered a recession. And, of course, for the time being, while the dollar is doing fairly well because of the panic that's going on overseas, while a lot of people are trying to get their money out of Europe, and they're frantically pulling the money out of the bank, a lot of them are shifting the money to the United States because they think that we have stability here. But, of course, we have absolutely nothing behind our currency. So we're in very real problems, and I fear that it's only going to get worse. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-800-795-8295. But if you have a question or comment for Melody, why give us a call? Melody, Sunday, what are you hearing from your people that you're dealing with? I know you must have talk to people every day who are concerned about what's going on, and I'm sure many people are panicking because the is falling. I'm sure some people say, gee, I better get out of it before it really tumbles. And that would be the worst thing in the world to do. You go into gold and silver for the long term, not for the short term. What are your thoughts?
We had very few panic sellers, few that just absolutely had to get out because they, and even though they were ahead of the market where they actually bought lower, they just couldn't handle the pressure of gold. One of my clients on Monday, he called to sell, and the next day he told me he prayed about it and talked to some friends, and their biggest questions to him, well, if you sell your gold, what are you going to do with your cash? And that's all it took for him to understand that, you know, the whole reasons, all the fundamentals and all the reasons that he initially bought gold and silver are still there and even stronger. There isn't any other place to put it. Where are you going to put it? You're going to buy the Facebook IPO tomorrow? Or are you going to, you know, put it into, you know, treasuries? Or, you know, there really isn't any place to put your money that carries that least amount of risk than gold and silver at this point in time. So he didn't do it, and he told me today that he didn't. So this is what people have to remember. Okay, let's say you're going to sell. What are you going to do with your money? So we own gold and silver. It protects our purchasing power. If you have a bill to pay, or you're going to, or you need to buy something, then you can sell what you need to buy something. You know, if it's a need that you have to do, fix up your home or something like that. If you need a roof or something, then you can sell your gold. But just to sell because the prices, we've taken this big hit, and there is no doubt, I'm 98, 99% are manipulated. You just have to see the signals in the markets to see that. But you can also see the signals to where we might be hitting a bottom. Do I think we're hitting a bottom? Maybe. I thought the markets were very happy with gold around that 1650 level. So it was a little bit of a shock to see it actually drop so quickly. But you see other signs in the market. And I saw some signs on Wednesday. Actually, you had the markets down. But I saw the shares were up a little bit. So they kind of went against the grain. I also received something from one of my buyers who told me that over the last several weeks, saw gold go down, there was an increase in demand on the generic pre-33 gold market. He told me that they seemed to be coming into the marketplace with the apparent belief that gold was approaching a bottom. So the supply and demand in that sector has begun to change. And he says something else that was very important. It wasn't just the increase in the purchasing, the supply and demand, but also attitude about buying these coins was actually changing. So these are little things that we see that with my listeners that we have and with my clients to show and support that perhaps we are seeing a bottom. And this information I talked about yesterday, and we saw a nice little bump up in gold today, but we'll just have to wait to see if it can follow through and hold at this.
I think people have to understand their own emotions. We are certainly guided by greed, and we're guided by fear. And because greed gets us into all sorts of investments we shouldn't be, you know, I'm going to get to be rich overnight, everybody else is going to get rich, no way I can lose. And then fear is when reality sets in and you realize that your life savings has been destroyed. That's the nice thing about certainly diversified. And I suggest people diversify, diversify, diversify. Don't have all your money in one thing. Spread it out. Gold, silver, platinum, gold stocks, silver stocks. Diversify and then sit back and watch. And I think you'll be happy over the long run. At least I hope so. Well, our number's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we have Ernie calling from Spokane. Hi, Ernie. How are we doing?
I'm doing Dan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, question for you and Melanie both. And I consider him a dear friend, even though I don't really know him, but I know him from the radio because he speaks the truth, and anyone who speaks the truth is my friend. How is Bob Chat?
Well, Bob is getting somewhat better. I got an email from him just today. He said he won't be able to do the program next week or probably the week after that, but the inference was he would be back in a couple of weeks. So I simply sent him a note and told him we're praying for him. And I'm asking our listeners to pray for Bob and for his health to get him back here. And we don't have a lot of details as to what's going on, but certainly Bob is one of the leaders of the conservative movement and has been a wonderful source of information through the years. So I hope that are praying for him. I do believe prayer can do amazing things. Anything else, Ernie? Do you have a question for Melody?
No, I really don't. I listen to her show. We get the show here in Spokane, and I think it's a good show. I just want to reiterate what you say about prayer, absolutely. And all who do not really know Bob or might be listening for the first few times, I have been listening to him the last 5 years, you and Bob at the same time, on each Monday from 4 and 8 o'clock here in Spokane. But no one's ever 100% right. But if I had to put a gauge on it, 85 or 90% right where the markets were going, where the government's doing. And I treat him as a real good friend, just like I do you and Melanie, because you people speak the truth. And we'll keep you in our prayers, and you just keep on fighting the good fight. And I want to thank you for everything.
God bless. Basically, through the years, because I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm constantly reading and studying and listening to smart people like Bob Chapman, and we've had other very, very good commentators on. But, you know, we've talked to so many of the people who have taken our advice in the past. Doing very well. We have a gentleman who's a friend of mine who sold his home here in Santa Cruz, where we live, and at the top of the market. And he went up to the Spokane area. He bought, I think, 5 rentals. He doesn't have to sit in the... the present time, he does work because he enjoys working, but he has that freedom to do what he wants to, and has some gold and silver, and he's fairly comfortable no matter what happens as far as the market is concerned. And he has now an independent source of income. This is the sort of thing that's gratified, and we know a number of people have done similar things, and they've listened. And now they're not frightened like most people are. Because believe me, as this whole thing begins to collapse, that is when the fear is going to set. The telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sydney, you're not always certain you're going to do the right thing. That's why we tell you to diversify. Diversify, diversify. What would your advice, Melody?
Well, absolutely. But one of my favorite words is suitable. I think people have to look at what's suitable for them. And even Bob told me a long time ago, you don't chase after gains. And you have to position your own portfolio. We're all on different budgets. We all have different objectives with when we do invest in the gold and silver. And some already have gold and silver, so they continue to accumulate. And as you accumulate, you have to look to what you already have. And you want to be balanced. You want to keep your portfolio simple and very basic. And those rules, you can't go wrong. But what's good for you? And certainly if being diversified in many different things in a certain sector, if that's good for you, that's what you should be. But so... that's what we try to do. I mean, we're not financial planners, but I try to help my clients think what's good for them, and not because they heard of a program, they heard of a special gold program with storage overseas. Should they do this? Should they do that? And, you know, we try to counsel and help people, you know, come to their own so they can make it an informed So diversification, I think you have to look under the fundamentals of them. I think platinum at these levels can be a great buy, but I've always looked at platinum and palladium as good economy metals because they're used in items when there's good economies, people are buying and then price. But there's other fundamentals underneath those that can also make them do well in these markets. And where it's priced today in relationship to gold, it's a good buy. The product is hard to get out there in platinum. There's not a big selection of what you can purchase. So if someone said, well, they have only a little bit of gold and a little bit of silver, but they want a lot more platinum, I'd have to say, well, you know, maybe you want to continue with your preservation of your wealth first. Kind of like building a house. You build that foundation first with what's going to protect your purchasing power, and you get that established. Then you can build the walls, and you can go into other areas and other sectors that might have a little more risk than what your gold and silver have, but yet it's still suitable for you to do so. So I look at things a little bit differently, but certainly diversification is a key in most cases.
Should people be buying one type of coin? Should they be buying multiple types of coins and multiple size coins? I mean, certainly should you be buying quarter ounce or certainly a half ounce or ounce or bars? What should you be doing?
It's back to the suitability as far as, you know, their budgets and what they have and how they're coming into. I look to gold as preservation of wealth, your savings account, and your silver as your checking account, things that we'll be using for spending and so forth. And again, it's the same thing. Your foundation of your coins, each coin, there are no bad coins out there. There's, you know, it's just dealers who sell them. They misrepresent the item. They tell people they're going to do something, and they don't. So each coin has a purpose in a portfolio, and it's really our job what those coins and what their performance will be. I think staying with U.S. coins are good. Having fractional pieces are very important to have. But the smaller you go in the size of your gold, the more you're going to pay for your premium for that coin. You're going to pay more for your gold. And if you're coming in with 10,000, I'd get the bulk and larger coins, but pick up a few fractional gold or your silver. So, you know, so staying with U.S. coins, I know there's a lot of people who say you should still stay with U.S. coins, but I like, and I like British sovereigns. I don't go into any other parts of, you know, some of the French francs are okay, but that's it for my foreign gold, other than
hold
Canada.
Hold that thought, Melody. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program with Melody Cedarstrom. Melody, we're right ahead.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Hello, this is Dr. Sam. Our guest has been Melody Cedarstrom, who does support Radio Liberty Melody. One more time, get your telephone number, your website out, and then we'll let you go.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. That is dgscoins.com.
Good night, God bless, and thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's been Melody Cedarstrom, but we are entering the most difficult and dangerous times financially of your life. The social unrest, which is sweeping through Greece and through Spain and through Italy, is going to spread into Europe and will probably spread into the United States in the next year or so, as more and more people find themselves unemployed and they lose their homes and they lose their value of their life savings. We're entering into a very uncertain period. So we suggest that you certainly hunker down, prepare for the difficult times, and certainly understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Certainly we're recommending at the present time Tom Horn's new book, and we'll have Chris Putman on with us tomorrow. I think he co-authored the book, Petrus Romanus. And, of course, it just goes into the prophecies. Do I think these are prophecies from God? Absolutely not. I believe these are prophecies from the dark side. I believe everything is being manipulated today from the other side. But for some reason, they've chosen this year to bring about so many of the things that's going on. Everything is on a timetable. Everything is manipulated. And the last thing most people understand is there are powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. We suggest that you get my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or the book, along with Tom Horn's book, the Petrus Romanus. And basically with this information, you'll have a sound foundation to begin to understand the true spiritual nature of the dark and sinister spiritual forces that we're aligned, that are aligned against us. And then, of course, we want to point out the fact that I will be speaking. I'll be talking at the Conspiracy Conference on the 2nd and 3rd of June. That's going to be at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And if you'd like more information, why, you can certainly go up on the Internet and just look up www.conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon for conference, conspiracycon.com. And I think it's going to be a fascinating time. Now, I want to warn you that there'll be people there who you'll disagree with. You'll wonder even what they're talking about. But of course, it's important you understand that there are people out there, literally millions of people in America, who are into an alternative spirituality. And you'll see them here. They'll have their tables. They'll have their publications. You'll hear what they have to say. I go to these conferences because I think there needs to be a strong Christian testimony, hopefully to bring many of these people back to their senses or to counteract this dark and sinister spiritual certainly force in the world today. I can remember early on going to these conferences, and I would be the only Christian there. But we were there, we were proclaiming our faith, and I believe that's what God has called us to do. So we hope that you'll want to come. I always enjoy it. I would look forward to meeting you. You'll learn a lot from what the other side is doing, and I think you will understand what they're doing after you've heard my talk and who they're worshiping and what the real battle going on is today. So we ask you, of course, remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for Alex and Joyce and for Ron Paul and for pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Banks, and we've talked to Stephen before about the writings of Manly P. Hall. Now, that name might not be very familiar to many of you, but he was one of the leading occultists of the last century. Today, much of the center of the alternative spirituality movement is at his library in Southern California. And this is beautifully described in some of the videos put forward by a good friend, Chris Pinto, on the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning series. But Stephen, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be here.
What would you like to talk about specifically tonight?
Specifically tonight, I would like to talk about the mystery school religion that Manly P. Hall ran out of that same library in Southern California, and the esoteric knowledge and wisdom that he gave through his research in building a modern-day Library of Alexandria, a collection of all the ancient wisdom and occult books from around the world. And he had the unique opportunity to have the time to read and research and synthesize his own opinions. And the core of his research is what is espoused by many of the New Agers in theosophy, many of the Freemasonry types of religions with Hiram Abiff and the apotheosis of Apollyon. Many of these topics that you've mentioned on your show before and that are covered in The Secret History of America's Beginning is that they all unite, even though each unique take has a symbolism. I guess what you could say is that Manly P. Hall was the modern Hermes of his day, and that he was here to give the discernment of the symbols to the people that chose to follow what they call, you know, the occult philosophy. I'm a born again Christian. I have no interest in actually pursuing these things. I broaden my horizons because I want to be educated on what people are doing in the world today that are in charge and running things. And if there is symbology that you can learn that they have these mysteries built within them, a good way to put it is that if a picture says 1,000 words, then a symbol says 1,000 pictures. And that's the way Manly P. Hall described it. And
well, I think it's important for our listeners to realize that we live in a material world. But, of course, there is another world out there. It's a world of symbols. And certainly it dates, long antedates the United States. These mystery religions have been around going back to certainly 3,000, 4,000 years. And basically, of course, there is a forces that you can tap into. You do not want to tap into this, but you want to be aware of it because it motivates so much of what's going on today. And you can't understand the wars we fight, the incredible things that are going on, as we pointed out repeatedly. The Israelis recently traded 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. How do you explain something like that? Well, you explain it because they have to have a war on terrorism, and it's all phony. Most of what you believe you know is not true. And you cannot understand it unless you understand the mysteries we're going to be talking about this evening. We'll be back in just a moment with Stephen Banks.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any
unexpected crisis. Freeze-dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now this is Dr. Stan, and certainly people really don't understand the origins so much what we have today. Where did these ideas for geometry and algebra and calculus, and that, of course, led, of course, to the ability to create computers today, which can think just like a human being in many respects. In fact, they recently had a program, certainly in the evening, where, of course, they had contestants competing against the computer, and the computers beat them hands down. The computer can actually think and memorize all sorts of things today and accomplish amazing, amazing things. But all of this, of course, dates back to the mathematics that can be traced back to algebra, calculus, and geometry. And where did this come from? Well, of course, we attributed a lot of the knowledge of certainly arithmetic and geometry and construction to ancient Greece. But those ideas antedated ancient Greece. They came out of the mystery religions of the Near East, and Pythagoras had actually gone over to the Near East and studied in the mystery schools there, returned to Greece about 2,500 years before Christ came, was born in Bethlehem. And Pythagoras established mystery schools, so the mystery religions in Greece, and then, of course, a couple of generations later, you had the Socrates, followed by Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great. And we're told, of course, that certainly Greek philosophy is the basis of Western civilization, and that's true. But Greek philosophy is founded in the mystery religions, and most people have no idea how this all fits together, or simply how most things have a dual meaning. And until you understand that, so much of what's going on today really doesn't make sense. Stephen, you go right ahead. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question about anything we're talking about, and a lot of this is sort of esoteric and into esoteric thought, but you need to understand that it is not imaginary. There really are powerful spiritual forces out there that are aligned against Christianity and against the continuation of our way of life. So if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Stephen, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, where I left off was that this building was known to be used by the Greeks. And they knew the ultimate supremacy, them being the founders of their mathematics. The symbol of the Pythagorean theorem, the triangle, is similar in that it represents a certain mathematical trinity that is also expressed in the mystery of the Great Pyramid and in the triune deities of the ancient Egyptian religion, which they utilize in modern terms to relate their idea of some coming philosophy, some coming new age. And the way they do that are through the gods Osiris, Isis, and Horus. And essentially this is a triune mother, father, and son trinity. And this is expressed in the same mathematical triune of Pythagoras of A squared plus B squared is equal to C squared. And so what does this mean? What are they talking about here? Well, in the ancient rites of the Egyptians, they thought that the sun was their god, and that the sun at the winter solstice would die for 3 days. And this is the foundation and cornerstone of the esoteric parallel and the theosophy of how they try to ridicule Jesus and being dead for 3 days. They try to occlude the idea that Jesus was a real person and he did these miracles by adding on and turning into certain works in astrological systems into their own counterfeit replacement of this anointing or deification process?
Well, just Stephen, let me explain. Basically, the fundamental of geometry is the fact that A squared plus B squared equals C squared. The square root of the two sides of a right angle triangle is equal to the square root of the hypotenuse of the triangle. Now, basically, you probably haven't thought about that for years, but that is the fundamental of geometry. In other words, there's an intelligent design behind everything and behind the dimensions of a triangle. And so if there's an intelligent design behind simply this, the theory of geometry, then this can be carried over into the spiritual realm as well. And they believed, of course, that they're associated with these powerful spiritual forces. And just as you could understand geometry by understanding A squared plus B squared equals C squared, the square root of the two sides of a right angle a triangle is equal to the square root of the hypotenuse, so you can begin to understand the spiritual world in a similar manner. And you scratch your head and say, what in heaven's name is he talking about? But this is the esoteric belief, which is the basis of so much of what's going on today. How do you carry this over to today? There are people who dedicated their whole lives to bring about a world government under the control of a world ruler, because this is the antithesis of the Christian message. And the one thing that joins them all together is an intense hatred of Christianity. And of course, it is the knowledge of that which confirms my faith and my strong belief that Christianity and what it teaches are absolutely true. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Okay. So now that you understand the concept of the mathematics, it's the same synthesis as you would join two parents, a male and a female, into germinating into the offspring. That somehow the unification of these symbols or entities, the way that these were represented in the Egyptian religious system was that the sun god, sun, Ra, would or Osiris had died, and that the mother Isis was trying to resurrect him, and she couldn't find all of the parts of his body, and so the last part that she had to construct was his male genitalia, because the raising of Horus out of Osiris could not occur without the phallic symbol, because the union of the male and female.
You will see exactly the same symbology at the Vatican. And you look at the center of the court in front of the St. Peter's Basilica. There you'll see the obelisk, and behind that, the dome of the St. Peter's Basilica. And if you compare St. Peter's Basilica with the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., very similar architecture. Why? Because it's all constructed to reproduce this same symbology. Go right ahead.
Okay, so now that I've presented, I'm trying to think where I want to go here next, because this is the same symbology. The death and resurrection of a deity is the same emulation of not only Jesus, but in the symbol of the coming of a deity. It's this idea that in Freemasonry that there is some work to be done, there's some craftsmanship, there's some building of the pyramid, that on at some level in the mysteries, this was part of the secret destiny of America. And why this is important is because the founders of America, the original founding fathers, had many of them were good, hardworking Christians that had been educated in Christian churches in America, very well learned and well read men. But at the same time, there were also people that were from the esoteric secret societies here as well, and these originate back in Britain. Under the tutelage of a man named Francis Bacon, and he was the founder of the Rosicrucians. And why this is important is because he wrote a book called The New Atlantis, And this ties in to the Greek book of Plato's Republic, in which he wrote The Tale of Atlantis. And so the mystery schools between the Greeks and the modern day foundations of a co-esoteric wisdom in America are coming from the same source, and that constant, like, understanding the precession of the sun is vital to generating a time clock, an idea that there is a work to be done and that there's a point at which it will be completed. And what they wanted, what their dream, what their mystery religion idea was, how do we build the pyramid so that the eye can descend?
So much of what's going on today doesn't make sense. The whole breakdown of the financial structure of the world doesn't make sense. Why in the world did they ever try to unite Europe into one nation when it gets people with entirely different ideas? Well, because this was to be the reconstruction of the whole idea of the Tower of Babylon, which was to have been built by Nimrod about 4,300 years before Christ was born. Only he never completed the Tower of Babylon. And yet the European Parliament meets in Strasbourg in Germany every year in a building designed after the incomplete Tower of Babylon.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Evan Stephen is certainly talking about the esoteric beliefs of the underworld, but have you ever stopped and wondered why they have these gigantic pyramids in Egypt and why they have similar pyramids in South America, the Mayan pyramids, certainly the Aztec pyramids? Where did they get this idea? Why? What's the relationship between them? What the relationship is, of course, they are all tied into the same occult religion. So people really don't understand, and you're not supposed to understand, that there is another major framework of thought in the world today. We live in certainly a Judeo-Christian culture, but there are people who hate that. And they want to take us back to the way things were before the great flood. Now, of course, we're told, certainly in the Bible, that God destroyed the world because it was totally corrupt. But, of course, everyone was killed except for Noah and his family. And yet, of course, we're told, certainly in the scriptures, when somebody asked Christ, well, how will we know when you're going to come again? And his remark was, as it was in the days of Noah. What was it in the days of Noah? Well, they're basically a very advanced society, but a totally corrupt society with an intense hatred of God who created the heaven and the earth. And, of course, God then saw fit to destroy it, saying, of course, that he would never destroy the world with water again. Next time, it would be by fire. Well, of course, you think back, of course, 4,500, these prophecies was made, and that would be, 2,000 years ago. How could you ever have destroyed the earth by fire at that time? Well, of course, now we have nuclear weapons. The United States is transferring. You are never to understand what's really going on today. We've given the rest of the world the ability to build nuclear weapons. Russia gave the technology to North Korea. They gave the technology to China. We've transferred the technology, I believe, both to India and to Pakistan and to Israel. And now a number of countries have the ability to detonate horrible weapons, of course, that can destroy large parts of the world by fire. What does all this have to do? It has to do with that age-old prophecy that next time the fire. Go right ahead to Stephen.
All right, Dr. Stan. Well, it's interesting that you say the world was judged by water, because in the occult theosophy, they use the zodiac as a time reference. And the 12 signs of the zodiac are essentially their 12 months in the year, but they have a long count in the same way that the Mayans have a long count with their calendar, in the sense that the precession of the sun every year is not in the same sequence of the sky. The sun is making a long cycle loop of across 12 universal planes across the sky until it comes to the resolution or the end of its loop, what they call the Chinese call it the golden road. It's this procession that the sun moves in, and every year at the winter solstice it will hang a little lower in the sky or a little higher. And the theology of the Mayans were that the up and down, the dip of the serpent's spine, was this procession of the sun moving up and down year after year. And this would culminate finally in the return of their deity, their winged serpent, the sun god that they worship.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, these things sound ridiculous, but there are millions of people who are into this new spirituality today. And they really believe all of these things, and they believe we're moving into a wonderful, wonderful time when we all have this new spirituality. We abandon Christianity and traditional religion, and we embrace this wonderful philosophy that will introduce us to tremendous personal power. Ladies and gentlemen, do not believe this for a moment. It's a terrible, terrible trap. We'll be back in a moment here. Give us a call if you'd like.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, my guest is Stephen Banks. And Stephen, would you like to go ahead and get your webpage out, information on your ministry, and then you just pick up the story from there. If anybody has any questions or comments, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Dr. Stan, I personally don't have any websites, but I would encourage people to view the documentary March to Megiddo to really get to know Jesus Christ and what he said in the New Testament, and go through and read his sermons and his parables, because this is the information you really need to know. I just want to expound this information because people need to wake up and realize there's another side of the world that isn't really talked about in any way, shape, or form in America. And if it is, it's usually some cobbled version or very watered down or very tenable to the to what people want to believe. And so March to Megiddo, if you want to learn more about this type of information, you can watch the Secret History of America's Beginnings, part 1, 2, and 3. And but I'd like to go right ahead and keep on talking about what I'm talking about, Dr. Chan.
So, you go right ahead.
Where I left off was about this idea that the spine of the serpent, of the Quetzalcoatl, this entity, it wasn't just worshipped in Mexico. This entity was worshipped through the entire Pan-America continental system. In fact, the name America lends to the name of the deity, the Amaro. And the Amaro was the original winged plumed serpent that had given them their knowledge, that had come down. They depict it as a white bearded man who brought them all this knowledge and wisdom and taught them how to read the stars and how to quantify calculations and to give them a numeric system in which they could understand the astral theology that was cropping up throughout the rest of the world. Manly P. Hall states the significance is that none of these cultures were at the prime of when they developed their complex astronomy. They were in no way connected with each other by civilizations, but they all independently by some means acquired this knowledge or this understanding of how to read the heavens and to develop theological systems based upon the timepieces and the movement and the calculations of the calendar in the heavens. And this Mayan end date of December 21st, 2012 is actually the same end of the 12th frame of the zodiac, the end of the age of Pisces and the dawn of the age of Aquarius. And what's interesting to know is that they openly proclaim that the last age of Aquarius was the flood age. And so here you have a time and period of judgment on the earth that is returning using the same symbolism. But yet here they act as if it's how they use the idea of the phoenix, or that somehow through judgment and through tribulation and through these experiences, that the core of society, the ones that choose to make it or choose to ascend into some higher plane of existence, are going to be the ones that make it through. And what it really is, it's an obfuscation of Revelation in the book of Daniel, and this idea that there's going to be a period of shift in time on the earth, and that these travesties will be terrible for the people. But here you have the inverted hermeneutic, that we're entering this time in which technology is, we're on the precipice of some sort of genetic utopia or some sort of computing utopia, some mastery, some singularity. I don't know if it's you know, demonically inspired, but people are really espousing out in the music, in the television shows, that this coming event for the Mayans is somehow representative of the entire culmination of the secret destiny of America, the secret destiny of the human race, the ancient mystery, this building of this world society that was developed enough to receive the return of this enlightened wisdom, this enlightened master that has come and brought wisdom and knowledge to all the ancient people all throughout the world. And this knowledge had been universal even to the Greeks. They were very well aware. Many of the ancient societies were aware of the differences in the hemispheres of the continent. But one that you may not have heard of, Dr. Stan, is the idea of the Celts, and where the Celts and the Druids played part in this new America. And Manly P. Hall states that the ancient worship symbols of the self go back to the coloring of the Easter egg. And the coloring of the Easter egg, by dyeing it into two hemispheres, you have two different hemispheres on the earth. And the ancient Brits and Celts felt that they would have domain over one hemisphere of the earth, the northern, and that this would be the hemisphere in which they bring about their erudite knowledge, their philosophy, the cultures they would develop specifically would be for the north. And then the south, they would leave in naturalism. They would leave them in their states and let them to their own affairs. And somehow that this culmination of this egg, this birthing process of their germination of knowledge would hatch. But the ancient egg of the Celts and the Brits, it wasn't an egg of a bird. It was the egg of a serpent. And you come to find out that it's the same egg serpent worship that is found in the golden egg of the people of Mexico and the azure bird of paradise. The idea that the dualistic nature of the serpent and the phoenix, this plumed serpent, this idea that some sort of beacon of knowledge and wisdom is permeating all the ancient foundations of technological advancement and thought. In my honest opinion, it's not so much that the Greeks were the inventors of this information, it's that they were the ones to bring it out of the mystery and to begin this process of building the republic, to build this great society, to do the great work, to build this world matrix, this rebuilt Babel that would be prepared enough for the descent of the Horus, the descent of the Pythagorean Trinity, the ascent of the God incarnate on Earth.
And of course, this was then to be carried forward to America. And as we're told over and over again, Greek philosophy is the very core of Western civilization. And I think that's absolutely true. But the Greek philosophy that they're talking about is this Greek philosophy founded in these occult beliefs. Go right ahead.
Well, the philosophy is what Manly P. Hall likes to emphasize. He likes to relate this idea that every man is on a journey. Every man is on a destiny of bettering himself. And you can see this in the Walt Disney film Pinocchio. Many people feel that the film Pinocchio is about a puppet that has a conscience and he goes on a journey and he has some trials, but eventually he saves Geppetto and he becomes a real boy. But then you come to find out that this is really an allegory. It was the story of Pinocchio was written by a Freemason in Italy. And it's about the idea that all humans on Earth are either fake or they're real. They're either rough or they're cut. They're either enlightened and illuminated or they're mucking around in darkness. And this whole illuminating process is based upon some sort of experience, somehow that broadening your horizon with wisdom and knowledge, that if you get enough people to think with reason and to believe in your philosophy, that you can mature the society to become advanced enough to accept a philosopher king. And this would be the erudite wisdom teacher. This would be the return of the source of knowledge, the Prometheus, the person who brings the knowledge from the stars in the form of a torch illuminating the people. But this is tantamount, without a doubt, to the ancient serpent worship, the ancient Lucifer worship, the coming of the false Christ. This is the source of the mystery. This is, Manly P. Hall states that man would have been unfulfilled in the garden by giving them eternal life and paradise and happiness. That somehow by the man going out and experiencing the world and that through the growth of learning, he says it's like being the prodigal son. There was one son that stayed and did the master's bidding, his dad's housekeeping, and never went out into the world. And he blasphemes, Manly P. Hall does, by saying that the prodigal son was better off because he had learned from the world and had become cultured and he had become grown in his experience, and how all people must be on this personal quest of growth and knowledge and wisdom. And that somehow society as a whole is being permeated with this growth in knowledge and wisdom until people are sophisticated enough, which is another euphemism, because it's not really sophistication at all. It's more about compliance. Because this set of knowledge isn't for the regular people. This set of knowledge is what happened to Pinocchio. It's the foolishness. It's the tale in the Greeks of the man who sought knowledge but became the wise ass because he was a fool. He became a donkey. And the reason for this was because he had collected a plethora, a mountain of facts, but he had no wisdom to use them. He had no wisdom how to use his knowledge. And so Manly P. Hall, it's almost as if these people blame the world population for the state of the field, because we weren't enlightened enough to go on this broadening experience to learn the wisdom and knowledge on what it would be like to become as wise as a deity or wise as a god. And they feel that somehow they're entitled by accumulating this secret knowledge and this secret wisdom that they can participate in some sort of philosopher kingdom, the Plato's Republic, the return of the philosopher king. And they truly believe that just the majority of people aren't sophisticated enough to accept this, and which is why it would be better for them to cull the populations than it would be to just let us practice auto-determination or the real tenets of democracy, the real tenets of republicanism, because these things were also brought about by the Greeks. So ultimately, these things, when combined with the foolish knowledge of the donkey, the type of, they call it the knowledge of the critic, the idea that the wisdom that people accumulate are mere illusions or fabrications. They're collections of tales and myths and ideas that people have told them. And people suit their own reality based upon this foolishness, this rejection of absolute truth. And that the reason that geometry is so ingrained in this esoteric mystery is because the absoluteness of mathematics, the absoluteness of some sort of meaning in this life, it should be obvious. It should be obvious to the people. But they say that men are too, there are too stuck in the material. They're too stuck in the lead world, that they cannot ascend through the alchemical process of becoming the philosopher. And you come to realize that in the ancient alchemy, they attribute the alchemy to planetary movement. And so the ages of the planet and the mapping of the celestial bodies, they were able to build an astrotheology in the idea that as above, so below would be practiced, and that they would mirror the events of the world to be in concordance with the actions and movements of the layers of heaven. And this is somewhat discussed in the Rosicrucian work, Dante's Inferno, and talking about the movements of the seven heavens. And these are really talking about the two celestial bodies, the sun and the moon, and the first five known planets, the celestial movements of the heavens. And how, giving these things characteristics, they can generate their own ideas and tales and mythos and positive attributes that through this quest, through this philosopher's journey, through the stars, that they will eventually acquire the knowledge and wisdom of each one of these deities of the planets and the stars. And you come to find out that it's not just the Great Pyramid of Giza that is important, but all of the seven wonders of the world are representative of these seven movements of the heavens. And they believe that only until the philosopher has made the full journey of the golden road, that it's not until the sun returns on its journey, which is the end of the zodiac, the December 21st, 2012, the planetary alignment. They talk about making the philosopher's stone, the combination of the elements of the planet. Just the right mixture, just the right time, the philosopher's stone would be produced and the philosopher king would appear. So this goes back into all the ancient mystery religions. It's all about the culmination of the world to be in a sophisticated society, both technologically, politically, and economically, for the coming of essentially their cosmic Christ, which is their Lucifer. Lucifer was deified in many different ways. It's not so much that they worshiped the planets themselves, it was that the attributes were considered a different facet of the rainbow, the counterfeit rainbow of Lucifer. And that this rather than the god of the green, the god of regeneration, the god of the returning sun, somehow the Druids knew that the sun had the power to regenerate the earth. Because as the sun grew higher, the grass grew greener. And this whole idea that these people were merely operating on a plane of mere material worship is totally mistaken. It's deliberate. They don't want you to think about the esoteric philosophies of the heavens and how they are using these types of planetary motions to grid out and plan the coming events that are required of them to finish their work of building the truncated pyramid so that I can descend and take the throne of the world.
Well, I think that people have to understand that these are all esoteric ideas that are coming from the dark side. Quickly, we have Dean calling from Spokane. Dean, do you have a quick question or comment?
I do. Thank you so much. A question for tonight's guest, and that would be, is it possible for a mature Christian or somebody who has followed these other opposite paths to recognize each other as who they are, opposites in daily life? I mean, at work, in a checkout line at the grocery store, can we see the difference in other people? Do you understand my question?
Do you mean in the way that which they handle themselves, the difference in someone who is more well-spoken, or in some way it has more esoteric? I'm having a hard time.
What I'm saying is this: a person at work, a person in a checkout line at the cash register, you look at him or her, and you automatically understand they worship a different God.
No, I don't think you can, Dean. You have to engage them in conversation, but you'll find this to many people looking for the alternative spirituality. That's the real problem we have today. But thank you so much for calling. And our guest has been Stephen Banks. And, of course, we're talking about the alternative spirituality that permeates every aspect of our society today. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Okay, well, Dr.
Dan,
the Egyptians also paralleled
the thousands of small farms
of
the sun.
And in their interpretation,
for generations, these dedicated
the original
men and
symbol
women
for the crab on the zodiac
food at
was
cost.
The
there is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency.
And the story of their dung beetle was that they would
planning
see him
your
collecting,
own home garden.
You know, his dung
seed
and his dirt.
From
and he would take
will make it almost easy.
A seed
bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary,
and then he would go back and he would begin to push it up again.
Where can you find out more?
And he would let it roll back down.
Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com.
Was because he was rounding his ball. He was perfecting his
9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Deliberate actions in order to better, you know,
heart disease is on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there, loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
Blood pressure is
ready enough to be dumped into the Nile.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiac vascular system.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
That homosexuality is
whether you want
not,
more energy
is,
to
is
keep up with everyday
longer,
life or simply
that
the great
okay
feeling
divorced,
that comes from
that
better health,
no
you won't get there without serious
so
proven
really about
nutritional
your moral
support. I'd like
and
to suggest that you try
is,
Propax NT.
I mean,
Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy.
It's
clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment here. Then, of course, you certainly would want to get my talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret, on the brotherhood of darkness. If you really want to get into this, we do carry Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. You have to request that. It's from our research catalog, which is not available generally, because, of course, it is way over the heads of most people. But his book on the secret destiny of America, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. We do have Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma. We have the book written by Manly P. Hall, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. There is a whole world out there that most people are totally unaware of that delves into the esoteric. And, of course, this is really the common denominator behind everything going on in the world today. Only when you understand what Stephen said tonight can you understand why everything is moving towards the year 2012, and we suddenly see the crisis developing in Europe that I fear will very, very soon be extending into America. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Thanks for listening.
Stand beside her.